the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa la tafdahni bi khafi ma attala'ta alayhi min sirri. ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning four evil doings. وَلَا تُعَجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِ. O Allah, I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private. مِنْ سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِ. My evil acts in secrecy and my misdeeds. وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي. My continuous negligence and my ignorance. وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي. And my manifold passions. وَغَفْلَتِي. And my forgetfulness. Regarding three of these four evil doings, dissipation, ignorance, and passion, we talked in the previous episode. And the common point among all these four evil doings is to be unaware of the duties and rights of servitude. Regarding kathrati shahawati, or the passion, in the previous episode, we had a look at some of our traditions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, warning the Muslim believers about this passion. That is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, أكثر ما تلج به أمتي النار الأجوفان. The most common reasons for which my nation enters hell is البطن والفرج, the passion of belly and sexual passion. Anyway, the fourth evil doing that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in this phrase is forgetfulness. وكثرتي شهواتي وغفلتي, and my forgetfulness. So, forgetfulness in this part means unawareness of something that one has been aware of previously. Too much engagement in worldly issues, appearance, and desires, they are all due to forgetfulness of Almighty Allah. And the Day of Judgment, they are all because of forgetfulness of obedience, the meaning of servitude, and worship.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you. and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, in his wise advices, warns people of the damages that forgetfulness can cause in the people. الْغَفْلَةُ أَضَرُّ الْأَعْدَاءِ, he says. Forgetfulness is the most harmful enemy. And he says, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْغَفْلَةِ فَنَسِيَ الرِّحْلَةَ وَلَمْ يَسْتَعِدْ. Woe to the one who is overcome by forgetfulness, and hence he forgets his immigration to the next world and would not get prepared for it. Dear listeners, you may remember in the previous episodes, we discussed the concept of death of heart, that the heart somehow transforms and cannot do its functions. The heart cannot receive the light of guidance from the Almighty Allah and dissipate it, on the other hand. That was caused by forgetfulness, negligence, and sins. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions. مَنْ غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْغَفْلَةِ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ. The one who is overcome by forgetfulness, his heart dies. We also have the same concept with different words throughout the words of the Ahlul Bayt. It is said, دَوَامُ الْغَفْلَةِ يُعْمِ الْبَصِيرَةِ. Continuation of forgetfulness blinds human insight. And this insight, when it has been taken away from a Muslim, all the constituents, the most important constituents of the person that we can call him a Muslim, is taken away from him. He was called Muslim because he was always aware of the existence of the Almighty Allah, aware of the existence of hereafter and the life afterwards. But now, دوام الغفلة يعمي البصيرة. Continuation of forgetfulness it is that blinds human insight. Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam, the second infallible imam, has stated, الْغَفْلَةُ تَرْكُكَ الْمَسْجِدْ وَطَاعَتُكَ الْمُفْسِدْ. Ignoring the worship at mosque and obeying the corrupted people are the signs of forgetfulness. So forgetfulness can have many signs. Among them is ignoring worshipping at mosque and obeying the corrupted people. Brothers and sisters, we are done with this phrase of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part of the Kumayya supplication, and we will, God willing, move to the next part in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be the most close to you through